B-Pod Studios.
Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Today is Thursday.
Yo, DJ!
Are you ready?
I am ready!
Drop that beat!
Let's get this show started.
Slow down.
Yeah, hold your horses.
Too fast!
Too early.
I'm not awake right now.
Do you know what time it is?
I haven't even worn a watch since, like, fourth grade.
Do you know what time it is?
No.
No, please. Tell me.
It's showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. Hey, just a quick weather hit here. Lots of, like, icy roads this morning coming in. The secondary roads are icy.
Yeah, I got my car, and I thought...
Was it iced over?
Totally.
Yeah, mine was too.
I thought it was just, like, mist. Mm-mm. I was wrong.
No. It was a little hard to open the door now, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. So just a reminder, if you're some of the back roads that you're... Yeah, they probably haven't had enough traffic to, you know, wear it down. Be careful. The majors are okay.
If you go fast enough, it doesn't even bother you.
You just get through it. That traffic report brought to you by Brian. And this morning show is brought to you by LBF. You brought me in my favorite, almost impossible to find candy bar. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's a chunky.
I was in CVS buying myself some Werther's Originals.
I saw
and
that.
I saw, because I'm 100.
What does that make me? You're doing Werther's?
That's a cute little candy. It's
cute.
Chunky.
You like Werther's, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, that's so funny. I love those Werther's Christmas commercials. You could start doing those.
Right, exactly.
Look at that. There's
it's
a happy
it's
guy
a four
right
pack.
There. But not only, yes, this
yeah,
a four
I didn't
pack.
Just go like a little bit.
No, you did.
I went big chunky.
You went big chunky.
Oh, my God.
You know what? What's good about chunky, other than the incredible ingredients of milk chocolate, peanut, and raisins, it's basically a goober raisinette just married together in a big way. But it comes with eating instructions, and that is great.
Does it?
Yeah, it does. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
It's good to remember enjoying confection in moderation can be a part of a balanced diet, okay, and an active lifestyle. So with there, and then it recommends a thoughtful portion would be 3 squares for 105 calories.
Is that true? That says it on that?
Yeah, it comes with instructions.
That's like the nicest passive-aggressive way to say, you know what? Yeah. If you're going to eat this candy bar, don't beat yourself up for it, but don't hork it down like an animal.
That's what they're saying. Yeah, a thoughtful portion would be 3 squares.
Thoughtful portion.
Yeah. And confection, they call it confection.
It elevates it somehow.
In a balanced diet, it's like, look, slob.
Yeah.
Don't blame us if you eat all 4 of these junkies, all right? We warned you. But anyway, thank you. That's great. I made my day. And that wasn't that hard, was it?
Right. No,
thank
you're
you.
Easy.
So, where'd
this
you get
great.
It, by the way?
Cause I could, CVS.
Oh, man, that's who knew?
Yep.
All right. So, yes, abundant sunshine today. That's going to be nice. 50 degrees, so we do see the sun.
I'm psyched because I've been slightly depressed.
And you got your paper Dunkin' cup.
I do.
It's a new day.
It's a new day. It's
How
a new
do you
dawn.
Like it? You want to review it?
I love it.
All right.
I feel much better.
Wow.
I feel like I'm environmentally good.
Where'd you get it?
Canton. 138 Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. Home headquarters.
Right.
Right there.
I live in Dunkin' Donuts home headquarters town.
Yeah.
Right. So I support them.
I got mine in Woburn, and they're still
foamy.
Still foamy, very foamy in Woburn. No hurry there. All right, it is 5:38. Good morning.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
You know, Thanksgiving is a time when somebody says to you, "So, are you seeing someone special?" And I can tell you exactly how to respond to that.
Okay. What do you All right. Yeah, Brian.
Stuffing or dressing?
Ooh.
Okay. Mm.
Oh. Is it one of those, what do you call it?
That's
okay.
Right. I'll tell you why.
And I'll tell you why today is a great day to quit smoking. And I did back in 1988, my last cigarette. And I'll tell you why and how.
Okay.
Coming up next.
Okay, so if you're dating or if you're not or if you're preparing to go to your Thanksgiving dinner and field all those questions like, you're such a good-looking person, why aren't you with somebody?
Right.
There are the new dating terms, and I'm going to give you 3 of them.
Okay.
All right. White clawing. What is that?
What is white clawing?
White clawing is named after the drink White Claw.
Figured.
And when you white claw.
Okay. Thanks, LBF.
Yeah, thanks,
I want to tell everybody. Maybe not everybody's on the White Claw bandwagon.
Right.
It's when you stay with someone you find boring only because you find them attractive.
So.
And 27% of people do that.
Okay.
Really?
So have you ever done that?
White Claw? No.
I don't believe you.
What's the other one, LBF?
Okay, yeah, moving on. Eclipsing, where you adopt the interests and hobbies of the person you're dating and pretend you've always liked them too. Almost 50% of people do that.
That is weird. Wow.
I was always nervous when I was dating that I would find out that his family would be the type of family to run 5Ks on Sundays.
Right.
Because I was like, no, that can't happen.
You're not doing a turkey trot on Thanksgiving?
No, I'm not doing a turkey trot. And then finally, yellow carding.
Yellow carding. What is
that? When you call out someone for their bad dating etiquette.
Ooh. We do that every Friday.
Yes, exactly. Tune in tomorrow.
Thanks for pointing that out, Brian. Tomorrow is First Date Disaster Fridays. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
I don't know if you knew this. I don't know why it's today, because we're a week out from Thanksgiving, but today is National Stuffing Day.
Oh.
All right. Now, there's all kinds of different stuffings, but there's also the, do you call it dressing or do you call it stuffing? I've always gone with it's stuffing if it's in the bird. If it's one you prepare outside of the bird, it's dressing.
Wow, you actually have thought about
this. Dress
the
turkey, is that what you do? I always thought when you dress the turkey, you put those little white shoes on them.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, where do you get those little white shoes?
You know, they're so cute.
The ankle bracelets, I like those. I don't know, I've been stuffing it anytime, anywhere.
66% of people call it stuffing, 25% call it dressing, and there's 3% who call it filling.
No, God.
Turkey filling?
Turkey filling.
I feel like that needs to be like sweet.
Sounds, yeah. Yeah.
Like a Twinkie.
like a Boston cream donut.
Exactly.
That'd be a funky turkey.
Yeah.
That's good. If you want to take the, we have this really cool challenge bracket on our website, WRYR.com.
We're down to the final four right now.
Final four sides.
Yes, the final four sides. There's some tough choices.
It is tough. Take it at WRYR.com. Finally, today is the American Cancer Society's Great American Smokeout. You know, this has been going on for 30, 40 years, but cigarette smoking among U.S. adults has declined by approximately two-thirds since the smokeout started.
Yeah.
2018 says that 13.7% of U.S. adults were still smoking. That's more than 1 out of 10.
Yeah, well.
Seems about right. I quit back in 1988.
Good for
you. It was a Great American Smokeout. I was dating a nurse.
So this is such a Bob Bronson story.
Yeah. she was a traveling nurse.
Yeah.
Just traveling through town, and I was dating her, and she'd poo-poo the smoking.
Because she was, like, very pretty and worked out all the time, and she got you into, like, the health
running thing. And health thing.
She
and
was eclipsing you, essentially.
Yeah, right?
So you were eclipsing her.
Right. Then she went back to Hawaii to see the eclipse. I never saw her again.
But
you know what? It's been 31 years.
Congratulations.
How about that? Thank you, wherever you are, traveling nurse.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more.
105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, it's 6:30. Be careful if you're just leaving. Lots of black ice still on the roads. It was frosty last night, so it was just that perfect day where it was misty all day and it got below freezing. So there you have it. Just be careful. Brian's got a report on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Are you guys going to Frostfest this year?
No.
Yeah, anybody going to Frostfest? Speaking of Frost?
I know Frozen's opening this weekend.
No,
that's not it?
No, it's not. You haven't heard of Frostfest.
No.
Either did I. My wife pointed this out to me the other day. She heard about it in Durham, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Home of UNH, right?
Yep.
They're getting some flack up there because they've changed the town's traditional Christmas tree lighting ceremony at a local park to a frost fest instead. It pays tribute to winter. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Lots of concerns that tree lighting was too focused on Christmas. Okay. The decision was also made after displaying a menorah next to the tree was denied. See, now, that shouldn't have been denied.
Exactly. Right. Therein lies the problem.
That was the problem. The town councilor said, look, we can't fight about this. So there won't be a tree lighting ceremony. Santa's going to be there, but now it's going to be just Frostfest. How about that?
Yeah, Santa's not going to make the grand entrance. He's very upset about it.
Santa won't be in Durham.
Yeah, he's like C-list.
When is Frostfest, by the way? What the heck? All right.
When is it? I'm looking at the article right now. It's not soon because the public will have a chance to weigh in on the changes at the next town council meeting.
Another point of debate?
Yeah.
whether to continue to put wreaths on the downtown light posts.
Yeah.
So they have to figure that out. But Frostfest.
I don't think wreaths are Christmassy. They're wintry. Like, I mean, I know it's a Christmas thing, yeah. But like, I think that like
they can be.
Well, I mean,
you don't have to be a Christian to get a wreath, do you? Did I?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
I mean,
it seems like
there's
like
wreaths for every season,
right?
An Easter wreath. There's like a.
My wife
Valentine's
got one last
wreath.
Night at Mahoney's. It's huge. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
ooh,
you can
nice.
Jump through it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
that sounds fun. Is that what you guys do for the
you
holidays?
You should bring that to Frostfest. Yeah. Maybe it'll be a game.
Hey, the old tradition like of it. Jumping through the
yes.
Bob Bronson's wreath.
You could actually, you could, make, you know, head first, but you could do it.
I think that's an overcorrection. I just
don't you
do.
Think
I think
so?
It's an overcorrection. I understand wanting people to feel included, but I think it's an overcorrection.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
that happens.
Yeah, it's just it's a Christmas tree. You're not lighting the frost tree, are you? At Frostfest?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's getting out of hand.
It's a little
anywho.
Crazy.
Okay, hey, just in case you wanted to go, we'll get the date to Frostfest. How's the dirt looking these days?
The dirt looks pretty good because Oprah, she's on tour. Is she coming to Boston?
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
All right, Dirty Laundry with LBF. Okay. Proudly brought to you by Sullivan Tire. Here we go.
Something amazing happened on this date in 1980. And I'm going to tell you at the end of this. Has to do with television.
1980.
Yes.
Okay. On this date?
On this date in
wow.
1980.
All right, let me think about that.
Huge.
Mm. All right, any guesses? 888-410-1057.
Okay. That's good, Brian.
How about that?
Yeah.
But first, I'm just going to say two things that I never thought I'd say in the same breath. Julie Andrews and orgy.
Oh.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm
the
sorry.
The Julie Andrews?
Yes, Julie Andrews,
yeah,
you
tell.
Know. Maria Von Trapp and
these are a few of my favorite things.
Yes.
Right.
She
when the whip cracks.
Mary Poppins.
Okay, all right.
What's
all
in that
right.
bag, Mary Poppins? So she was on Ellen yesterday, and now Julie Andrews, although she seems to be like the sweetest, loveliest, never would, you know, kiss anybody on the lips sort of person.
Oh, no.
She was
really?
Married to Blake Edwards, who was kind of a...
He was a freak, right?
He was not, in a, like, a very nice way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was edgy. Anyway,
right.
when he was filming...
He did 10,
yes,
right?
when
Bo
he was
Derek.
Filming 10,
yeah.
he called up his wife, Julie Andrews, and said, you got to get over here. This is, she was on Ellen talking about it, and this is what Julie Andrews had to say about orgies.
There was a day when Blake was shooting the orgy, and he said, Julie, you've just got to come on over here. It's an unbelievable sight.
So, what? Is that on
so
film?
So I went dashing over, of course. I walked in and everybody was stark naked, and there was sweet Dudley in the middle of it all, and, you know, he wasn't very tall.
Dudley Moore.
And Blake put him between two enormously statuesque ladies. So he was completely naked, and these two ladies were naked, but their bums were up here, and little Dudley's was down there.
Dudley's bum.
So sweet.
Yeah.
So I love the fact that only Julie Andrews can tell an orgy story and make it seem like it's Disney-worthy.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Right? She's like, two little
over.
Bums and Dudley Moore and, oh, my God, what a delightful orgy.
Everyone
would like, would anybody like some tea? Don't spill it anywhere.
Wow.
That was good. You're right.
Amazing.
Good. I want to see 10 again. Is that on Netflix?
Okay.
Brian, write that down.
All right. So Oprah Winfrey is going yes. on tour to tell us how to live. Oh. And she's got a lot of dates, and she's bringing along celebs with her. Is she coming to Boston? No.
Oh,
I know.
You're sad.
The closest she's getting is Brooklyn.
What is she plugging?
She's plugging 2020 Vision, Your Life in Focus. See what she did there? And it's about the ups and downs of her wellness journey and helping audiences develop their own action plans for 2020 through motivating conversations. Kicks off January 4th. I'll get your attention in one second.
I was going to say, any more Julie Andrews
now,
stories?
Each show will feature Julianne Hough leading audiences in a movement and exercise experience.
Oh. Mm.
And $1 million goes to...
You'll probably be wearing yoga pants, I would imagine.
Yes,
know,
exactly.
Enough.
I just want to mention, I'd go to see Tina Fey in St. Paul, Minnesota, and Amy Schumer in North Carolina, and Dwayne Johnson, The Rock in Atlanta.
Okay, oh, wow. That quiz one more time. Just don't tell us what the answer is. We're getting a few
phone
calls.
What huge television event happened on this day in history in 1980?
I know it.
What's okay. The phone number?
We got guesses here.
All right, let's get some guesses.
Oh, we
eight,
do? Okay.
Eight, yep, 888-410-1057 is our new number. Let's go see Robert. Robert, what happened?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
On this date, 1980.
I think it was President Reagan getting shot by Hinckley.
No.
That
was Jody Foster.
No.
No, it wasn't that.
No, that was 1980, though.
Close.
Right
yes,
here.
Close. 1980,
it was.
Right
away.
You know, right year, wrong gun. That's all I'm going to
say.
All
right.
Yep. Okay.
It's a major because I was 13 years old and I was losing my mind at the time. You know, the president got shot.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
Okay, Robert. Bye-bye. All right. Jeez. Poor Robert. John, what happened?
Hey. Who shot JR?
Is that it?
Ding, 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 ding,
you
ding.
You got it.
You got it. Who did shoot JR?
You remember that?
No.
What?
Yeah, it was his sister-in-law.
Yeah, what was her name?
Sister-in-law and mistress.
What's the character's name?
I might add.
We're going to leave it hanging. There's a T-shirt out there for whoever gets it first. All right, John. Good. You got that right. You're half right. Who shot JR is what we need to know. 888-410-1057. This is our tricky way of getting our new phone number out there.
I'll also let you know, when somebody gets that answer right, how many people watched that episode.
It was huge.
You're not going to believe it.
No, it was. There were three channels. You had no choice. I mean, come on.
Nothing else to do, apparently.
Nothing. Well, LBF laid a little bit of a trivia question on us in her dirty laundry that was phenomenal. I just can't believe that I remembered it. Back in 1980, right? This is when this amazing cliffhanger happened, right?
Yeah, who shot JR?
So that was an episode which just everybody talked about it all year until
all
finally,
summer.
All summer.
The ultimate
into
cliffhanger.
The fall, people were going crazy.
I remember, I was a little kid and people were just talking about it constantly.
There were Iranian hostages. They were guessing. It was that bad.
Really?
Yeah, no. I'm kidding. All right, so let's figure out who shot JR. Do you remember?
Hey, I think I got it.
Who was it?
Sue Ellen.
No, that was his wife. She wanted to.
She should have.
She should have.
All right.
Okay, bye. Thanks. ROR. All right, Judy, who did it?
Hi. Her name was Kristen Shepherd. She was Sue Ellen's sister-in-law.
All right, who's the actress who played her?
Ooh. Mary Crosby.
Whoa!
You must be on IMDb right now.
Huh? Judy.
That's all right.
Huge Dallas fan. Huge Dallas fan.
That was back in the day. There were three channels, and that's what you did. How many people watched it?
That's right.
Do you know? Try to guess how many people watched it.
Oh, I would have to say well over a million.
Judy, I'm going to guess.
They built us up all summer long.
Right.
I'm going to say 55 million people.
Wrong.
It's higher?
Too low.
It's too low.
Wow, that is crazy.
Really?
Yep.
How much?
You want to tell you now?
Sure, now. Yeah.
83 million
Holy
people.
Holy cow.
Whoa.
That was basically one out of three U.S. Americans were watching it, Judy.
Wow.
That's almost as big as this show.
Yep.
That is almost.
It is. Absolutely.
Judy, would you like a WROR t-shirt?
Sure.
You got it. Thank you, Judy.
Thank you. Yay.
Yeah. Wow, that was huge. 83 million.
Fun fact.
Huh?
Mary Crosby, Bing Crosby's daughter.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ba-ba-ba-ba-boo. With some orange juice over there, LBF. How about that? Want some more? You want some Minute Maid, LBF?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's Bing.
Your Bing is weird.
He's kind of like Flirty Bing. Right?
Oh, Flirty Bing.
Yeah, he's Flirty Bing.
Some Christmas tunes.
Exactly.
the ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more.
105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. It is 7:16 and still lots of traffic this morning, as you can see. Brian's traffic report last hour was
still going on.
Still in the corner. So you just know it's bad because of the conditions were horrible. It rained all day yesterday, and it iced up. Got below freezing, especially north. So you got some problems there. So leave early if you can, or
take it slow. Tap the brakes. All those things.
You're from Boston. You know how to deal with this.
Yep.
Okay.
You got this.
All right. Yesterday, LBF, you mentioned you went to the Christmas movie Last Christmas.
Yes.
And you liked it.
I did. I did like it. I mean, a lot of people mixed reviews, but I liked it. It was fun.
And I asked you something.
Yeah, because you're a strange man, Bob
Bronson. Stop saying that, LBF. No, I just had
you
a
asked
question.
Me, was there any nudity in it?
No, well, because, you know.
Well, Emilia Clarke stars in it.
I want to check before I go.
No, but
Emilia,
and she wasn't doing any nude scenes anymore. And then it really was
a good
place that you asked.
Yeah, because Emilia Clarke said she's not doing it after Game of Thrones.
Yes.
No more nude scenes. So I said, you know, in this one.
No, she's
and
not.
Then I said, well, it begged the question.
And I was like, Christmas movies don't have nudity, Bob.
Well, and then Nancy called, and you stood corrected.
I did,
go
stood.
Ahead. Stand up.
Love Actually.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Oh,
thank
what scene?
You.
Plenty of nudity in that movie.
Yeah, the couple that meet doing porn.
Yes.
Oh.
Exactly.
But they cut it out.
I watch the TV version now.
Yes, yeah.
Oh.
That's not on the TBS version.
Wow.
But it's on the Netflix one.
Wow.
Yep.
Hey, Nancy. Right. Thanks for the movie
tip.
Yeah, so thanks for the tip. There you have it. So that is one that actually
that's
has
one.
Inappropriate to watch with, you know, you're the older folks.
Well, or you're the kids.
Or the
I
kids.
I mean, hey, let's
thank
watch this
you.
Cute little movie about love, actually, and
then,
make sure it's the TBS version.
And they're
version.
Shooting porn. How about even Christmas Vacation? Chevy Chase drops F-bombs everywhere.
I know, that's
right?
true.
Yeah.
You know, there are a couple others. I think.
Yeah? Yeah.
What ahead. Do you guys... Oh.
Can I show you something?
Oh, boy.
I was just smelling, smiling.
Oh, he's in the lingerie
I was just browsing.
For your wife or your girlfriend?
What? What happened? Guess wouldn't be any. Wouldn't be the Christmas shopping season if the stores were any less hotter than they are.
Oh my God!
Ah, the best, the best. But he's also thrown some F-bombs around there.
Yeah.
You know, so just to, you know, that's the way it is.
I think you can't watch
no nudity though.
Yeah. No, don't watch Bad Santa. It's in the name.
Yeah.
With your family.
Right.
Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Oh yeah.
Love Actually. Home for the Holidays, which is one of my favorite holiday movies. It's about Thanksgiving and Holly Hunter's in it. There's one scene where there's a fight and swears are being thrown across, but it's otherwise wonderful. Just pause there and fast forward.
I know there's some Santa scenes in Trading Places and some nudity.
Yes, that's true, too. And, you know,
Dan
Eyes
Aykroyd
Wide
has
Shut.
The original Dirty Santa.
Bad Santa.
Eyes Wide Shut. It does take place at Christmas.
Okay, oh, sure.
What a Christmas party that was.
So does Die Hard. I mean, you know.
That's true.
Not
go
the
there.
Christmas movie.
That's the worst when you watch an inappropriate movie with your family. I'm going to leave you with this.
Go ahead.
One time, I watched the movie Kinsey with my parents.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know.
Isn't that the sex
didn't
study?
Know.
I didn't Kinsey? Know. I didn't know.
How did you not know
I didn't
Kinsey,
know it
was
going
about?
To be like that.
How awkward was that?
It was the worst experience of my life.
Yeah, right.
I want to know if your parents knew.
Yeah.
Like, I was married. Like, we were adults.
Yeah. Well, it happens.
It was awful.
No, I don't care how old you are. You cannot watch that with your parents. I've tried. All right. Anywho, so, oh, boy, we got a call right from the start, from the get-go. Our new number is 888-410-1057. Good morning, ROR.
Good morning. It's Jermaine sending you a little Christmas cheer. Oh. I have a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was Debbie's Christmas in Dallas.
Oh, no, that is not a no.
I tell you, you should see the candy canes in that movie.
Okay, oh, my God.
Okay. Ho, ho, ho.
No.
No pun intended.
Yes, they were.
You get it? Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, I get it.
Toodles.
Toodles. Of course you had that. Yeah, so if there's any others, let us know. 888-410-1057. Inappropriate Christmas movies. You shouldn't watch with your parents.
I'm trying to think of anything else. I would stay away from the non-TBS version of Love Actually.
Oh, things happen.
I forgot completely
a
about that.
Great storyline, though.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian. You know, that song, there was a misunderstanding. I've been waiting in the rain for hours.
Yeah.
Or was he saying, I've been waiting in the rain 4 hours? You see?
You think about these things and it disturbs me.
That's what DJs do.
That's funny because I thought he was waiting for Lorraine. So.
Oh, my God.
For hours.
Oh, my God. Anyway. I don't even know.
Yeah. All right. Fun fact. Hey, at
more?
No. That was. I think he does mean for hours.
Okay,
just
all right.
Hours. Waiting for hours.
Well, it's his fault. He should have gotten an umbrella or gone inside.
There was a misunderstanding.
Why are we talking? About okay,
no,
don't forget your rubbish.
Excuse me. Hey, WROR.com. Right now, we have our first ever Thanksgiving food fight bracket. This is fun. You can face off with the best sides.
Okay.
So there's some really fun battles.
We're down to the final four, right?
It's like mashed potato versus cranberry jelly. Where are you going to go?
Cranberry jelly.
Right. Biscuits versus green bean, what do you call it? Casserole. Right.
A biscuit.
You're going for a biscuit.
A biscuit.
Right? Okay. That's at WROR.com.
Tough choice.
It's fun. Have fun with that. You'll see it on our website as soon as you go to it. But John Panette, he's got entrance in the Battle of the Sides that doesn't belong anywhere near a table. I think we have a consensus.
Okay, we sure do.
Here's John Panette on Thanksgiving.
My family ruined Thanksgiving for me. My first Thanksgiving in the house, I was going to host it. I never hosted Thanksgiving. I was going to have it catered. I wanted to be done really nice. They said, no, you always take us to restaurants. We're going to cater it for you. We're bringing food. There's 10 of us. My sister brings a 12-pound turkey. Grace did not go the way I would have liked it to.
Right.
Thank you, God, for the 12-pound turkey. I didn't know they made them that small. It must have got hit by a car. I hope it didn't suffer. Since there are 10 of us,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
There are 9 more turkeys just like this in the kitchen. Tell me this is like the Cornish game hen of turkeys. And my other sister, the health nut, she brought the vegetables. She brought turnips.
Oh, boy. See?
When people bring stuff to your house, you want to be nice, gracious. How do you like my turnips? I don't think you're supposed to eat these. These suck with butter on.
Right.
And nothing sucks with butter on. Turnips are a horrible vegetable, and they show up during the holidays. What is with the turnip? First of all, you can't cook it. You can't cut it with any knife in the kitchen. You have to bounce it off the concrete for an hour to soften it up.
Right.
Then you have to boil it for 8 hours. If it's that difficult, the turnip doesn't want to be eaten.
Yeah. There you go. I love it. Thank you, John Panette.
100%.
Late, great. So we're all, it's a consensus.
I hate a turnip.
Yeah, nothing good.
It only shows up at the holidays. I never thought about
that. It's like your weird uncle.
Yeah. who still sucks with butter on him.
Wow.
Leave it right there.
That's weird.
All right, coming up, LBF, Dirty Laundry, what's cooking?
I'm going to tell you something about Julie Andrews. It's going to change the way you think about her forever.
Oh, it's popping.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
You won't believe it.
All right, that's
Mary
coming
Poppins.
Up. Mary Poppins. She had.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes. Okay, joining us now is a lady with two first names. I love when that happens. Let's say good morning to Tammy Kelly.
Tammy Kelly.
Tammy Kelly.
Love it.
See?
Good morning.
Yeah. When you got married, you got another first name.
This is actually my maiden name, but yeah, I was blessed.
Oh, you are. Yeah, you're blessed with two first names.
Yeah.
Tammy Kelly.
We don't always take the man's name.
No.
Bob.
Okay, sorry.
No. You go, girl.
Tammy.
Oh, boy.
Tammy, is there a Mr. Tammy?
No, I am single.
There you have it.
Great. Well, okay. You sound lovely.
She does, and she sounds super smart. Tammy, you are a solution architect. Solution architect. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. It's for a healthcare analytics software company. So we deal with a lot of clients like hospitals, brokers, insurance companies. It's a lot of data coming at us. So.
Data.
Wow.
I hate data.
Data
is the worst.
All right. All right, Tammy.
Analytics.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's going to help her because that makes her super smart, LBF. All right, Tammy, you know how it works. Grumpy in the corner is going to ask you 10 questions, okay? You get them all right in 60 seconds. We will hand you $1,000. If you're not sure, say pass. We'll get right back to you. Ready to go?
I am.
All right, here we go.
What color is Elmo on Sesame Street?
Red.
Who plays Clark W. Griswold in the Vacation movies?
Chevy Chase.
Poseidon was the Greek god of what?
Pat.
What TV show began with the words Space, the Final Frontier?
Star Trek?
What director was Julie Andrews married to?
Pat.
What's the name of the baby on The Simpsons?
Maggie.
What is missing from a navel orange?
Pulp.
What month does the summer solstice occur in the Northern Hemisphere?
August?
Which U.S. president lived in Walker's Point, Maine?
Madison?
How many bends does a standard paperclip have? Oh!
Oh, God.
Go ahead. Throw it in. Come on, Tammy.
Oh, man. Three?
Yeah,
yes!
We'll give you that.
All right, we'll give you that.
That was 66 seconds, but that's fine. Okay, I counted down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five right, so that's not half bad, Tammy. Here's what you missed.
Exactly. Okay. Poseidon exactly is the Greek god of the sea.
Oh, yeah.
The director that Julie Andrews was married to, Blake Edwards. What's missing from a navel orange? Seeds.
Oh, then how do they grow them?
I don't know. So don't ask me the hard questions. We've established I'm not super smart.
Right.
What month does the summer solstice occur in the Northern Hemisphere? That'd be June. And which U.S. president lived in Walker's Point, Maine? George H.W. Bush. But I would have taken both George Bushes because
it's
like a compound.
Two birds, one bush.
I'm sure Madison went on vacation there at one point or another.
Right. I'm sure.
That's it.
All right.
Tammy,
I'm going to stop this train.
I got to say, for a solution architect, she's a lot of fun.
Yes.
I didn't expect her to be that fun when I saw we were playing a solution architect here. All right.
Well, if you've got a problem, she's got the solution.
I like it. All right, Tammy Kelly from Charleston. Where are you from? Is it Charlestown?
Charleston.
I'm from Charleston.
Oh, Charleston. Missing the S.
Yeah.
All right.
Right near Old Strubbers Village, if you've ever been.
Oh, Old Strubbers Village.
Yeah,
Old
they have
Strubbers
excellent Village. Oxen.
Okay, fine.
Yes. Never cream butter. That's where I am.
Yeah. Well, you want. Well, good. Make your own butter.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
Okay. Everything's better with butter.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, that's Tammy. Right. We got four passes to Winter Wonderland at Southwick Zoo. See the dazzling holiday light display. Visit the petting zoo. Or get your picture taken with Old St. Nick. It's open Friday through Sunday, 4:30, 9:30, right through the 29th of December. Isn't that nice? All right.
That's awesome. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you, Tammy. You hang on 1 second. So that's very, very pleasant gal.
Yeah.
Wasn't she?
She was lovely.
Lovely. Love Tammy. Okay. And
that word.
What word was that?
Pleasant.
Oh, I used pleasant?
Oh, you did.
Boy. I'm sorry, that word was banned on the show.
Yes, it is, but you keep bringing it up.
I don't know how that happened.
Oh,
geez. Maybe someday you'll get over it.
Maybe not. Oh, maybe.
Nope. That's a hard no.
My memory is long.
Yes. Play Super Smart in 60 seconds at WROR.com.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, it's good to hear from our friend Harry in Hollywood. Harry Medved from Fandango.com. Holiday season, movies coming out. This is a great time of year. So we got Harry to tell us about three big ones this week, Harry.
Bob, I'm so excited. First of all, I want to know what you thought of Ford versus Ferrari. I understand you saw it last week.
I loved it. I would see it again. Does anybody want to go?
Brian. Yeah, I'll go.
All right, Brian.
Yeah, I'll go with you.
Absolutely. You know what? Because a lot of times it's a period piece, takes place in the 60s. There's always something right. that kind of irritates you. This movie's perfect.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah. I couldn't recommend it enough.
It's so stylish and enjoyable. And the star magnetism is out of control with Christian Bale and Matt Damon. Just love
No kidding.
They're great.
All right, LBF. Oh, now LBF's in.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
No, we absolutely loved Ford versus Ferrari. Did you guys like it?
Yeah, I mean, it did very well at the box office. It's going to deliver a great second weekend. Yeah, I just think that the story is so fascinating. I felt it was a little bit long. You didn't, right, Bob? You said it couldn't be long enough.
I love the racing part of it, but yeah, you could trim. It could be trimmed.
Yeah, all movies are way too long, including Frozen 2, which debuts this weekend, which, by the way, is doing incredible business on Fandango. Right now, it's the biggest pre-seller we've ever seen for an animated film. It's beating Incredibles 2. It's beating, of course, the previous Frozen, and it's beating Toy Story 4.
Dude.
But it's a dazzling movie. I mean, it is charming. It's what they call an enlightened fairy tale in that this one has a lot of reparations in it. It deals with some of the natives of Arendelle and some of the sins of the fathers of Elsa and Anna. So it's a serious message for Thanksgiving weekend about the natives, and I think, you know, well done, but it doesn't quite have that whole sister-sister bonding in the first one that my girls love so much. So it's good. I think some people are enjoying it a lot. They're saying it's not a classic. That's what some of the critics are saying.
Okay.
But the music is catchy. The little kids are going to love it so much.
Yeah, my six-year-old little girl is so excited to see this.
Mm. Yeah, you can't stop them. It's just unstoppable. So.
You can't stop
them. If they want to go see it, let them go.
I've tried to stop a six-year-old. It's not fun.
You can't do that. All right, so, yeah,
there you go.
Good, Brian. All right, movie number three, Harry.
Oh, man, Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. What a beautiful movie with Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm telling you, it's to quote a Pittsburgh Post-Gazette film critic, in a time when there are a lot of ugly times out there, the legacy of kindness of Fred Rogers shows that kindness is so much stronger than hate these days.
How long does it take you to accept Tom Hanks as Fred?
Right away, man.
Really?
I always felt, when you saw Forrest Gump, I always felt he was kind of channeling Mr. Rogers when he's kind of talking in that slow drawl.
Yeah,
you know, I thought of that.
He's just perfect as Mr. There's nobody else who could play him. He's definitely getting an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actor.
Awesome.
You need to know is this is not a biopic of Mr. Rogers.
Okay.
A lot of people going in think it's going to be like that documentary from 2 years ago, Won't You Be My Neighbor? It's not. This is the story of a journalist for Esquire magazine who is assigned to do a profile on Fred Rogers and the friendships he has together and how this guy helps repair bridges that have been broken in the guy's family. And I'm just telling you, for Thanksgiving, you can't find a more genuinely moving movie.
It's... How many tissues? The whole box?
Oh, my God. I was blubbering like a baby.
I'm getting a little bit emotional listening to just the description of it.
Yeah.
So
four or five tissues, man.
Okay.
Anyone who's had any kind of issues with family and stuff, and we all have, I mean, let's face it, even in the most beautiful families. And this movie is just, it's the spirit of beauty and an acceptance is just permeating throughout. It's a beautiful film. Absolutely worth bringing every family member for Thanksgiving.
Great.
I would highly recommend A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
That's good.
I don't have to talk to my family for 2.5 hours.
Excellent. No, come on. Wait a minute. Don't say that.
I'm kidding. Don't say that.
Leave your slippers on.
Come on.
Harry, that's three great movies. Let's give away some tickets so folks can see the movie of their choice. So let's do it right now. Harry, you're feeling generous for the holidays?
Sure. Want to do four?
Four pairs.
Do it.
Let's do
it. Why not? Come on.
Let's do it. All right, callers 7, 8, 9, 10 right now. Our new phone number is
888 888- 410-1057.
Good job, Elvia.
Thank you.
It's a new number, Harry. Anyway, thanks for calling.
Sounds good. I'll keep it.
Have a great Thanksgiving. Harry Medved
Thank
from Fandango.com.
Thank you. Take care.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Congrats to callers 7, 8, 9, 10 for winning tickets to Fandango.com. Any movie they want to see, but there were three great ones we just talked about there. That was good, right? Frozen,
yeah.
Fast and Furious, and with a Mr. Rogers. What is that called?
A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Yeah, or Fred. Okay, Fred. Let's call it for the Fred movie.
Yes, the Fred movie.
Rogers. Hey, put this in your calendar. Coming up, we're so excited. It's our first ever Breakfast with Santa. It's going to be December 15th, Sunday morning, 9:30 to 11:30. It's going to be brunch with Santa. We're going to be at the Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. They've really been awesome. They're going to set up so much fun for your whole family.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely free. We're just asking you to bring an unwrapped toy or two, which will go to benefit the folks at Christmas in the City.
It's such a great organization. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be like photo booths and games and prizes. You can decorate gingerbread houses. That's fun.
We're going to be there.
Yeah, you know what my favorite thing is? Mm-hmm. Kids who don't want their picture taken with Santa. Those are my favorite pictures. So
they get nervous?
When they screaming kids with Santa, those are the best. I'm hoping to witness some.
Right,
I have a couple of classics with Lucy.
I bet you do.
Oh, it's good stuff.
The details are at WROR.com. Check that out. You don't have to RSVP, but just plan on being there. Like I said, just want to give you an early alert, whatever. Sunday.
Put it down in your calendar.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I've got a suggestion. I want to make this a Hallmark moment for everybody.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to get weird.
We're all going to wear scarves.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I would be wearing one right now. I just forgot it.
No, well, Brian's going to wear one. I'm going to wear one.
We're all going to wear a scarf.
It has to be red.
It has to be Christmassy.
Yes.
Because that's what you do in a Hallmark movie.
Okay.
So, am I going to get amnesia and forget who you guys are?
Let's hope. We can only hope.
Who's hoping the most? Me.
Hey, LBF. Nice to meet you again. All right. So that is going to be December 15th.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.